Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Good morning, I'm Tom Gilsdorf, and I'm here representing the Stewardship Committee, and we're talking about fellowship today. For those who already know me, I'm going to apologize ahead of time for the redundancy of my testimony. 2 years ago, in the spring, I received an email. My wife and I had been worshiping in another congregation here in the Richmond area that actually had two campuses. And I received an email from the choir director that it was the desire of the senior leadership for men at the West Campus to sing at the East Campus. Well, that's okay, I'll just sing at West. Well, they didn't need me at West. A couple weeks ago, Daniel preached a sermon about words that hurt. I know that they didn't intend to hurt me, but those words hurt me more than anything you can imagine. You see, to me, music is part of my worship of God, and it left a hole in my heart. That same week, a very dear brother in Christ forwarded an email to me from Bob Gallagher about summer choir. Now, I know when Bob wrote this email, I wasn't what he expected. The last thing he needed was another bass. But accepted I was. What I experienced was some of the finest musicians I've ever encountered in my entire life. But I had a plan. We were going to sing this. I was going to sing here that summer, and then I was going to go back. As a matter of just scheduling and things, the first Sunday that my wife was able to join me here was August 21st. It was my birthday. I'd already written Bob a nice thank you note, and I had intention that that would be it, and we'd go back. And when I put my robe away, Susie was still in the pew listening to Bob's voluntary. And she said, "I never want to leave." We had fallen in love with River Road Church. Bob, you never got that thank you note. Now, God has a real good sense of humor. If you want to hear God laugh, what you need to do is sit down and tell God what your plan for your life is. God's plans for us are to be here at River Road now. Later on the service, we'll be singing the doxology, and when we sing it, we sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." All of our blessings. When you say my house, my job, my family, my money, everything that you could describe like that, those are blessings from God. God gives you everything. Everything you have comes from God. We don't create anything. These are God's gifts to us. And when we give our tithes and offerings, we are only returning a portion to God what he has already given to us. Now, in this church and in this choir, I've experienced some of the greatest fellowship that you can ever imagine. There's no one voice that makes up the choir. We depend upon each other. We have to listen to each other. We have to blend each other. It's like a family. We lean on each other. Every week, we work, we play, we joke around, we break bread together. We love one another. If a member is sick, we pray for and care for them. And when by the grace of God, their health is restored, we give thanks to God for their return. It strengthens our voices. It restores our choir. Now, one thing I want you to know, your tithes and offerings matter. Don't think for a second that they don't matter. They matter. And when you make your pledge, I want you to consider your pledge matters, because you're supporting not only this choir, but the Sunday school, Joyful Hearts Bible Study, Fixers, and I could keep going on. Look in your bulletin, there's schedules all week long of all the programs you support, each and every one of them made up of groups of people similar to the choir that support each other, love each other, and share their faith and fellowship with one another. We have a debt of gratitude to pay to those that came before us, and now it's our turn to continue that support of this church. Glory be to God.